I have to tell you, the guy who did it said, I have a very boss who has to come up with good names. Yes. Of course, what we're talking about here is the concept called the car wash.
Yes. It's fantastic.
I've never had music come under me like that. So this is great. So this is something we've talked briefly about before back in February. But for now, 4 months later, the concept obviously is more fleshed out. Robert Palmer is the Director of Information Assurance in the Information Systems Development Office at DHS. He says the car wash process still is in the proof of concept stage.
Code goes in, gets clean, comes out on the other end, it's washed and usable and ready to go. It's really all about orchestration. So the automation piece is really orchestrating whatever tools you may have available. For us, we took what we had, licensed in-house. We took some open source. We worked with our friends at GSA. We worked with the NSA Center for Assured Software. We worked with our own software assurance folks. And came up with some good candidates to get out of the gate.
Now, Palmer spoke Monday at the panel discussion sponsored by the AFSCIA DC chapter in Arlington, Virginia. He says the goal is automation so that the approval process can happen quicker. Developers, remember, can create apps in a matter of hours. The agency then cannot take months to prove it for use. That's the balance of security and agility that many agencies are talking about. But at the same time, the apps have to be secure as possible, so someone in the agency still has to make that go or no-go decision. It's not all automated. Palmer says so far DHS has put 3 apps through the car wash.
We put MyTSA through the car wash, as well as CBP border wait times, and as well as a homegrown app that we had put together to prove out the concept. I'll go back to make sure that we understand that it really is still in the proof of concept stage, and we have not operationalized this yet. Those apps that have gone through it, it's worked out very well. So we're hoping that it will grow. But as of right now, there are no enterprise class apps that we have taken through it.
Now, Palmer didn't say when DHS will be ready to take the car wash into production environment and out of the beta or the test stage.
Now, besides the most awesome name in the history of the universe, how does this approach differ or is similar to what other agencies are doing?
Well, I think the car wash focuses on quickness and security. I think other approaches are really focused more about security. And now, let me be clear. It's not to say DHS is not focused on security. It absolutely is. But they also have that other piece that they're looking at as well. Let me offer you this example. The Defense Information Systems Agency. Christine Dillman is the lead application engineer in the Mobility Program Management Office at DISA. She says DISA is using a multi-step process for commercially developed mobile apps.
The apps come in via request form from the services or internal to DISA. We have a few tools in-house right now that we're using. These tools, they vary. Some are Android, some are iOS, mostly Android tools. iOS is definitely, we need more tools for iOS right now to get those apps through. Once we run the apps through the tools, we then map it to the mobile security requirements guideline, 71 checks. So we take the raw data from the tools, we manually map it to those into a security report form that we formatted internal to DISA. And that breaks it down between iOS and Android. After that, we then send it to our field security office for review, and they will make a risk decision based on the app and the data that we send to them. From there, it goes to our designated approving authority, and then they make a decision whether or not we're going to deploy it or not.
Now, DISA says they're going to begin vetting government-created apps in the coming months as well. So right now, it's just commercial. Now, the General Services Administration's approach is really focused on citizen-facing apps. As part of the digital government strategy, GSA is actually creating a develop, plan, test, and launch process. Jacob Parcell is the manager of mobility programs at GSA. He says the testing tools include security and privacy, accessibility, user experience or functionality, and performance. Parcell says GSA is about to launch a pilot to test apps that will be used by the public.
We're looking at HTML5 and mobile websites at the moment. Right now, we have a good number. We have dozens of people signed up to test things, and we're getting ready to start our first test here in the next few weeks.
And when you say test, does it mean just use it, just go through it, find the mistakes, find the problems, and then write them down? Or is it something more official, kind of a test?
I think it'll be a little bit of both, actually, starting out. And we're still working out the details, because I think the agencies will come to us and we'll kind of guide them on what we think best works. But I think agencies might have to test cases for they would be interesting in hearing about from users. But then users would have the opportunity to say, oh, I noticed this, I noticed that.
Now, Parcell says one of the biggest challenges agencies are facing when they come to testing apps is there's so many different devices out there. there, whether it's the multi-generational iPhones or iPads that are out there, or the Android, BlackBerry, and Windows operating systems. They're saying we just can't test against all of this, so we need help. So what GSA is doing is saying, okay, we're here to help.
Okay, so they're going, these agencies are going in all these different directions. This sounds like this would be a great opportunity for NIST to say, well, let's make a set of standards here. Is that happening, or are these, is this kind of the Wild West right now?
Exactly. I think that's what the panelists were saying on Monday, is that standards or criteria for which to test apps against really are needed. DHS's Palmer says industry, academia, government need to collaborate on those standards. And once again, it goes back to technology is not the problem. There are tools that can handle this testing. Palmer says the alignment between DoD, civilian intelligence agencies has to be that end goal. Again, what is the criteria we're looking at? Now, toward that end goal, NIST is developing a new document to help agencies. But to be clear, it's not a standard and it's not a guidance. Tom Karagiannis is a computer scientist at NIST. He says NIST has been working with industry sectors, banking, for example, over the past 2 years for how to best secure mobile apps.
We're hoping to translate some of that expertise into these documents that we're publishing. So we're coming out, hopefully within a month, a draft mobile app testing guideline. Basically, it's guidelines for government agencies or voluntary guidelines on how to vet and test mobile apps before you deploy them. Now, it doesn't give you a go, no go, or a red light, green light type of thing, but it gives you an idea of what you should test for, and then in turn you would need your own security analyst to decide whether in your environment that app is acceptable or not. So we've also evaluated various commercial open source tools, government developed tools for app testing.
Now, Karagiannis says the app stores could help improve the security of software because agencies could screen them before they're being added to the store or to that device. Now, at the same time, NIST is also developing standards for using what they call a derived credential on mobile devices. This is part of the effort to better integrate the HSPD-12, or Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 Smart ID card, with mobile devices. Karagiannis says several sectors are interested in those standards, again, including the banking, that would create what they call a root of trust on the phones. So your phone would be hold the credential so you could then log on to the network. Now, no matter the approach for securing apps, one thing is clear. The FCA panel members all kind of came to this kind of conclusion that agility is important, but trust is even more critical, and there's this need for standards.
It's encouraging, though, because speed is not something that agencies usually pay a lot of attention to, at least historically they haven't, and especially when it's in something that has to do with security, where that's such a critical element as it is here.
I think what they're seeing is what's happened in the commercial world, and people are getting the apps out quickly. Mm-hmm. There's a standard process, for instance, Apple's iPhone. They have that app store. You have to go through a development toolkit to create an app. Now, they don't really worry about security as much as the government does, but they're saying, well, what about citizen-facing apps where security is not that important? But what about it's the enterprise apps that I think things will start to slow down? So that will be an interesting push-pull event as things kind of move down the road.